Okay, Boker Tov, we're holding Ervin Daf Memhem and Beis. We're by the two dots towards the bottom of the page. In our discussions yesterday about whether a person who's sleeping going into Shabbos, Banish Mashas, and he's not in a city or by his house, he's in the middle, he's outside the city, so he didn't have a mind to be kind of a Makom Shvisa. So Rabbi Yechmer says he still gets 2,000 Amma minimum in every direction that he still gets. Rabbi Yechmer says he doesn't get 2,000 Amma minimum in every direction. So in that conversation, we took it to a more general shayla. What about Chefse Hefker? Do all Chefetzim of Hefker, whether it's Kalim, whether it's even, we discuss water, do they, if they're ownerless, do they also automatically get a 2,000 Amma restriction in every direction from where they were when Shabbat started? Or no, they have no, because they're ownerless, they get no tchum at all. And the tchum will be whoever is kind at first, whoever picks it up, whatever that person's tchum is, that will be the tchum for these items. That was the conversation we had in yesterday's Gemara. So in one of the riots we quoted, we're by the two dots, about 8 lines, 10 lines off the top of the page. We said that a memra from Raisa that if rain fell on Yantav itself, the rain has a status like the Ragle Kol Adam, like the feet of all the people. Meaning, the Raisa had said earlier, if the rain falls on Erev Yom Div, then it gets the status, and then it gets 2,000 Amos every direction. I mean, that was actually a proof, one of the proofs to what Rebbe Chaminuri holds. Rebbe Yosef used that as a proof to say, Rebbe Chaminuri holds that Chafetzim of Hefker, that rain that fell before Yantav, was presumably, was over a Hefker rain, and it gets 2,000 Amos. You see that Hefker also gets 2,000 Amos limit every direction, but when it fell on Yantav itself, it wasn't around by Banish Bashas, therefore saying it doesn't get a Din Shvisa, rather it'll be like whoever picks it up. And just to be clear, we spoke yesterday, whoever picks it up means the first person to pick it up, to be kind of, it gets his boundary. So if he then passes it off to someone else, the second person, it still retains the first boundaries, the rain has the boundary of the first person. Okay, so that was the second part of that Brisa that we quoted yesterday. Fact, we're now questioning this, Vamai, Likni Shvisa, Bukunias. We know rain, we get a little scientific over here. Rain, we're about 10 lines off the bottom of the page, 8 lines off the bottom of the page, Memhem Beis. We know rain comes from the water from the ocean, goes up into the clouds, and then it comes back down. So why don't we assume that it should be restricted to the trum of the ocean where the water was when Shabbat started? Rabbi Lazar says the whole world drinks from the water of the ocean, meaning the water of the ocean evaporates, goes into the sky, and then comes back down as rain. So according to him, any rain that falls on Shabbos Yantav should be limited to Dal Amos because it's outside its tchum of where it was when Shabbos started. Amar Yitzchak, Hachabam Shizkashu Ba'erev Yom Tav Eskinan. Yitzchak says, you're right. The brace of the, if rain fell on new clouds formed by Yantav, and it rained, then you attack will be restricted to 4 Amos. We're talking here about clouds that were already in existence before Yom Tov. And since the clouds exist before Yom Tov, so this rain was already out of the ocean, already was formed in the sky before Yom Tov, and therefore it's not restricted to the trum of the ocean itself. The Dilma had a chazifik, 1 second. Good there were clouds when Yom Tov started, but who says the clouds that are causing the rain right now are the same clouds that they were when Yom Tov started? Maybe those clouds are gone, and the rain is coming from new clouds. It's new clouds that's causing the rain in Shabbos, which again means the water was brought up from the ocean, and it's out of its trum, and it should be restricted to 4 Amos. Says the Gemara, the Islu Simon Begavayo. So answer, I'm going to give you a couple of options, a couple of answers. Answer number one is, we're talking about a case where we had a simon in the cloud. There was some sort of distinction in the formation of this cloud that he's able to recognize. This is the same cloud that's been around since before Yom Tov started, and therefore, it's not restricted to any boundary of the ocean because the water was already out of the ocean. It was already in the clouds. Now, this simon in the clouds is obviously not a clear simon. It's what we'd call a simon d'rabbanan. The difference between typically a simon d'rabbanan and simon d'raisa is a simon d'raisa is a stark simon, a very strong simon. Simon d'rabbanan would be a weaker simon. This simon over here is a weaker simon d'rabbanan. So the Paiskim discussed, the Mefarshim discussed, that we know that this is by deraisa. If you want to make an issa deraisa mutter, you would need lechera simon at the level of a simon deraisa. What about for an issa drabanan? When you have an issa, it's only asma drabanan. Our case, tchum, is lechera issa drabanan. Is an issa that's only drabanan. Is it sufficient to have a simon drabanan, a weaker simon? Or no? Once you have an issa drabanan, even though this is only drabanan, it still needs to be matter that issa to come up with a reason why it should be mutter. If a scenario needs to be proven, it would need to be proven with a simon d'oraisa. It's a discussion in the Achronim how we approach it. So the shame Meshimon, he brings it right from our Gemara. He says, Lechera, this simon of the formation of the cloud, that I know this is the cloud that was here from before Shabbos, is not going to be a simon d'oraisa. It's the best simon d'rabanan. And we're talking about a safek d'rabanan. I'm being mekel. It seems like, talking about din d'rabanan, I should say. I'm being mekel. So therefore, we see that a simon d'rabanan works on issur d'rabanan. You don't need a simon d'oraisa. even for Issa Drabanans. Issa Drabanans only requires Simon Drabanans. That is a Mishimon's Raya to that side of the argument. Okay, now one of the points we spoke yesterday, this is brief, we spoke out that why is the Brisa, why is our conversation focused on Yom Tov? The same conversation can focus on Tchumim and everything's relevant to Shabbos as well. And we just pointed out, we read the Brisa yesterday, that Enochanami, the reason why I pick Yom Tov is because we're talking about carrying this water. It's much more likely that one would be able to carry this water on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. On Shabbos, you're only able to carry if it's an enclosed area, if you have an Erev. So we spoke about the Brisa piece of Kis Pahiva, where it's more relevant to be able to carry, to move the water, and therefore discuss what the Tchum of the water is when you're talking about Yom Tov. But Enochanami, who had then, same conversation would apply to Shabbos. It's just talking about the more normal case. Okay, so answer number one. Again, the question is, why is this not a riot against Rabbi Lezer, who says that all waters originate from the ocean, and therefore the Chorich should get a tchum like the ocean, and therefore he shouldn't be able to carry it at all. And yet over here we're saying carry 2,000 amas, or carry like the distance of the person who picked it up, it gets his tchum. Why not? Why should get the tchum of the ocean? Answer number one is, we're talking about rain that was already in the clouds. It was formed before Shabbos, and therefore it wasn't in the ocean. B'shas Shabbos started, it won't get the restriction of the ocean. That's answer number one. Answer number two, by Ema, Savi Safik, the Devrayim. This whole topic of here is Dindra Abadan. This topic of here we're discussing is Tchumim, again, is Dindra Abadan. It's a Safik in this din. It wasn't for sure as part of the ocean when Yantav started. It may have already been a cloud, but not sure. It's a Safik in the Devrayim. And we know Safik Devrayim Lahakal. When you have a Safik by Darbanan, you go Lakula. Ask Taisus. So since Safik Darbanan, you go Lakula. As a general rule, in general, we paskin Safik by Darbanan, Safik by Darbanan. We go Lakula. We've raised this concept a few times in this Masechta already. When it talks about different Erevin, whether it's Erev Chatzeris, whether it's Erev Tchumim, why don't we just rely by Safik Lakula? We have different cases why, when we do and when we don't. We've had different answers why it's not the automatic go to right away, but the general cloud still is a Safik Darbanan is a Kula, and that would be the Eitzah over here as well. Ask Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis. Alpha Gav Dav Dav Shesh Matim. There's a big Yisayin in Hilchas Isav Heter. Taisvis says that we have a cloud that Rav Ashi speaks out in the beginning of Beitza Daf Dalad, that when something has Matirim, we know over there talking about, say, a Beitza that was not Yantiv, that got mixed up, which is Asur, which got mixed up with other Beitzim. So we have a concept of Bittel. So that, over there, the Gemara says, you would not apply the concept of Bittel to say that the egg of Isur is Bittel amongst the egg of Atirim. Why? Because if you just wait till after Yantiv, if you wait till the next day, they're all going to be Mutter. It's called a Dover Sheshla Matirim. It will become, it has a Heter later on. Right now, it's Taka Asur, and I have a Taruvus, I have a mixture, let's say, of Isur with my Heter. But later, if I just give it some time, the Isser will become Mutter. And by Dabashi Shematim, if something chance Hatter later on, we don't apply Bittul. Rav Ashi says this cloud applies even by Darabanans. That's the key part of Taisa's question. Even by Darabanans, this cloud of Dabashi Shematirin, not just by a Teruvus and Isser Hatter of Deraisa, we're not going to say Bittul to be Mutter it when it's Yeshla Matirin by Deraisas. Even by Darabanans, if it's Yeshla Matirin, we say just wait till it becomes Mutter. Wait till it goes Mutter 1,000% without any doubt, and then use it. Why use it now? But that is Rashi's Malach. We'll explain. We're going to say speak another Malach from different Mishainim in why we say Dov Sheshem Matirim. We don't say Bittel, but Rashi's Malach is the more simple basic Malach, and that is why be Matir? Why say Bittel if I have a Heter coming up very shortly? If I have a Heter coming up, there's a way to eat it by if it Heter, Vada Heter, why rely on Mutter? That's the idea of Yeshem Matir. So as Taisvis, in our singing, what are we saying? The rain is Mutter because the Suffolk, if it came before Yom Tov, if it was still in the ocean when Yom Tov started, or it was already out of the ocean before Yom Tov, we're not sure. Suffolk, you all the cooler. Why? Just wait till tomorrow, and then you won't have to rely on any coolers. Wait till Yom Tov, don't rely on any coolers. That's Taisvis' question. His answer, two words. Be'erev Hikilu. Last word to the page. There's a Be'erev Hikilu. Erev is even more lenient to Rabbanan. That's actually a big focus of the rest of today's daf. We're going to focus on two ideas. Number one, the halacha is like the makel Be'erev. And the, number two, the rest of the daf is going to focus on klali apsak in general, shas, in different with regard to different tanoim, who you pass like in different scenarios. But the first half of today's daf is going to be focused on this idea that Be'erev Hikilu, Be'erev, we typically go to Kula, maybe even more so than a regular Rabbanan. And therefore, even a davar Matirim will be makel. We're not going to say you have to wait to be matered. We'll be makel and allow the heter right away. So the Sharmel just asked on Taisvis that makel Taisa. Why do you have to come out and say that Erev were more makel? And we see we're saying, and really it's bigger proof from our Gemara itself, Yeshna Matirim, we say even myself with our button. Not so fast. We just had another answer. We had a question. Why are we worried that the waters of the rainwaters were in the ocean when Yantav started, and therefore they got that Tchum, and now it should be restricted to 4 amas? The first answer we said was, because he saw the clouds already formed before Shabbos. He has a simon in the clouds. That's answer number one. This is answer number two, that you go Safi Darban Kula. Maybe Rav Ashi, who's the author of this memra of of Davi Shesh Matirim is prohibited even by the Rabbanans, maybe Rashi just subscribes to the first answer of our Gemara. He doesn't need this answer. He can only make Tosfos proof, says Shmuel Melech. If there's only one answer to the Gemara, then Rashi would have to say that Be'er Vekilo. But if Rashi has another answer in our Gemara to rely on, and therefore Mechatez Rashi agrees that Be'er Vekilo, maybe the answer of air is that he holds that the clouds are formed before Shabbos and there's some sort of simon b'kavayu, and Shmuel Melech leaves as Kasha, where is Tosfos proving? What's the proof? There is an alternative way to Shtim Ravashi the Gemara without coming out to this proof. Okay, now on this topic, before we go further, on this topic, Yeshua Matirin, this is a Shas topic, but we pointed out before, Rashi learns Yeshua Matirin very simply, that since an item which is in a teruvus, in a mixture, I have Isser in a mixture, and I want to see Bittel, let's say I have much more heter than this, I want to see Bittel. But if the Isser has Matirim coming up, then we say, nah, you don't see Bittel, we wait till it's Matir. Rashi is exactly that. Why be Matir something, Betiris Bittel, if you can Matir it fully when it's 100% Matir without any questions? So just wait. That's the idea for Rashi. Ryan says it's more of a Lamdisha concern. It's a Lamdisha concern, and that is that the way Bittel works is you have a conflict between Isser and Heter. I have a mixture of Isser and I have Heter mixed together. I have more Heter, let's say much more Heter than the Isser. So the reason why the method how Bittel works is that because I have a conflict between my Isser I'm a heter here, and the heter is outnumbering, overpowering the isser, therefore I'm able to say bittel. But the second this conflict gets less and less, we no longer can apply the concept of a bittel. It may not need bittel, but the concept of bittel doesn't apply. For example, there's machlekes if you say by mimaminoi, if there's any bittel, right? If you have is mimaminoi, same species. One's us, one's mutter. So it's, you have is still is better, but it's the same exact species, over there, since they're very more similar to each other, the conflict between the two items becomes less, and there's less of a conflict, there's less of an ability to say bittel. Says the Ran beautifully, in Lambda says the same thing as by Yeshla Matirin. Yeshla Matirin, yeah, granted, this is us now, and this is mutter, and therefore that would lend itself to having an idea of bittel. But if the isser is an isser that's only temporary, it's going to become mutter also. It makes it much less of a conflict between the isser and the heter because not so far apart. Even the isser will become mutter, and therefore we don't have the power to say bittel. That is the Ran's Mahalach in Davi Shesh Matirim, a nice lumdus in why we say Davi Shesh Matirim doesn't have bittel. But getting back to Rashi Mahalach, so the Slach in Beitza, in the beginning of Beitza, by the, over there, the Taisus brings Daftalin, and the maybe earlier, and the Slach in the end of Psachim as well, says a big nafgrin in Rashi. Rashi's saying the reason why it's you don't say bittel but yesh matirim is because why not? Why not wait? Just wait till it's mutter, and therefore you say bittel. That's slach. So it would depend on the item. If it's an item like a food that you can only eat once, you can't eat a food twice. Once you eat it, it's done. So say, why eat it when it's a suffix usser, a reliant bittel? Eat it when it's fully mutter without a suffix, yesh matirim. But what if it's an item they could use multiple times? What if it's an item where the question is if it's maybe asamah not to use it? But if I don't use it today, I never get back that usage. I may use it tomorrow, but I never get back the usage. Over the other, you wouldn't apply. According to Ryan, you still apply. It's Davi Shesh Lamatirin, since it's in concept, it's not so usher forever. Therefore, it's less of a conflict from the heter, and you can't make a bittel. But according to Rashi, the point is, why not just wait and utilize the item heter? That's only if I'm not going to be losing out being able to use it. Meaning, yeah, I won't be able to eat this apple today, but I can eat it tomorrow. I'm only able to eat the apple once, so why not eat it better? But if I could use this item today and tomorrow, it's not a stira, if it's an item that I'm using, so not using it today, that's lost forever. So over there, Lechair says, Tlach, according to Rashi, it wouldn't apply. You wouldn't call it Davi Shesh Matirim. Today's usage doesn't have Matirim. Tomorrow's usage has Matirim. Today's usage doesn't have Matirim. A big Yisrael, a big Lamdas from the Tlach in Rashi, Davi Shesh Matirim, with that Chumra would not apply on something which I can't get back that opportunity to use it again. Says the Neid Yehuda, who is, by the way, of course, the same person as the Slach in our Sugya, Tosfos seems to say, not like this idea. Tosfos is not like this idea because he makes an assumption. Again, once I'm saying he makes an assumption, the deflection is going to be seemingly obvious that by the case of the water, we're talking about the person carrying the water around, it seems like they're using the water in more than one place. And Tosfos still says he applies the concept of Yeshua Matirin. But if you're using it in more than one place, you shouldn't say Yeshua Matirin. Yeshua Matirin, again, is what we're describing as something which has like a one-time use. You use it and you swallow it up. You finish it up. That's what we say Yeshua Matirin. Wait till it's, use it later when it's mutter. But something which you're using in more than one place, you wouldn't say Yeshua Matirin. Yet Tosfos does. It seems like either Tosfos learned like the Ran and not like Rashi, or Tosfos doesn't hold of this Agadara that the Tzlach was saying in Rashi. That's the Neid Yehuda himself. The Tzlach himself brings the deek for the Tosfos, not like his klal in Rashi. However, I'm with the Eishas. He doesn't understand why the Tzlach is saying what's his right for Tosfos. Water is most often, very often used for drinking, for washing one's body. It's one-time use. Water is also a one-time use. And since it's a one-time use, of course, the same klal would still apply that it's yesh lematirim, wait for that one-time use till after it's mutter. Why use it now? It's anyway one-time use, wait till it's mutter. So Amid Yesh doesn't understand why the Neid Buddha is saying that Tosfos doesn't fit with this klal with Rashi. L'chor could fit very well with that klal. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we've given two answers. Why over here in our case the water, which originally came from the ocean, is still okay to move around because it was formed, the clouds were formed before Yom Tov, or because the Suffolk, at least the Suffolk and the Suffolk alone is enough. Says the Gemara for something in the Huckle. The Likni Shvisa Ba'avim. I'm sorry. Bibay Sam Bhavi Suffolk Dvayim. For Suffolk Dvayim, Suffolk Dvayim is the Kula. Says the Gemara. So even if you tell me that the cloud, the rain is in the cloud when Shatman Yotav started, new question. Look at Shvisa Bavim, let him be kind of the still. Let it be kind of Shvisa in the clouds. You've deflected the issue of being kind of Shvisa in the oceans. But let the rainwater have been kind of Shvisa in the clouds. Tiv Shemineh, this should be right to Shaila. We discussed, we had the Shaila just the other day, to Ain Tchumim Lamala, Master, where those Kasugi about the Elyon Navi, traveling on Shabbos, Yotav, let it be right that when you're above Tet Vachim, there is no Tchum, and therefore we're not concerned about the Shvisa being Nikna in the clouds itself. Says the Maradit Shem, look at Shvisa Bavim, because if there is shvisa, if there's din of tchum in the, if there's din of tchum in above ten vachim, then there should be shvisa in the cloud. The rain should have shvisa in the clouds, and therefore it should be restricted to the alamis when it falls down onto this onto earth. Says Gemara onto the ground. No, really there is tchumim even above ten vachim. Perhaps right. Remember, if you remember, we never resolved the shayla whether or not there's tchumim above ten vachim. We never really resolved that shayla. So I'll tell you really that maybe there is tchumim above ten vachim. You have no right to that shayla. Umaya ba'ava milvel bali. But the water is absorbed in the clouds, and the Gemara doesn't elaborate. But look at Rashi. Look at the last Rashi on the page. Umikman de lesser dummy. You're right. The water's there, but since it's absorbed in the clouds, as if it didn't exist, you can't be kind of a makar shvisa. You can't tell me it's got a dintrum on something which doesn't exist yet. It didn't exist since it's swallowed up in the clouds. Doesn't exist. And therefore, it can't be, the cloud is not, meaning outside of, above Tet Vachim could have Makar Shvisa if it exists. This rain doesn't exist yet, and therefore, no Makar Shvisa. Says the Martha Blam, 1 second. If it didn't exist, you just made your problem bigger. What is it? That means the rain is being created. It's new on Yom Tov. It's Nailud. Top of the Mar, top of Amit Mevavarav. Kol Shagain, to have a Nailud Vasiri. If you tell me it didn't exist, you'll then it's Nailud when it comes out, then if it's short, it should be Yasser. That could be your answer. Ella, Maya Ba'avim, Megat Mayna Nayad. Big Yasid. Water in the clouds is moving. The clouds are in motion, the water in the clouds are in motion, and something that's in motion does not get a tchum. Hashtas lahachi, now that we said this answer, our original question, we had two answers before about the water being from the ocean, and it should have the restriction of the ocean, so we answered that no, it already was in the clouds, or it's at least a suffix goes in the clouds, and therefore it's not a problem. Now we're saying a new answer. Hashtas lahachi, ikinis nami leilikshon. The oceans are moving! Maya bukinis nami meinanayat. Don't ask me a question for the water in the ocean, the oceans itself move as well, and we're saying something that's moving will not be kinda a din, a makashvisa for tchum. Vitanya, another right this idea. The flowing streams, the gushing springs, they have the regal, they have this, the tchum of whoever picks up, whoever's carrying it, but no, they don't get their own tchum. Why not? Because they're moving, same idea. Anything which is moving when Shabbos Yom Tov starts will not get its own tchum. This is actually very relevant. I mean, hopefully it should never be relevant, but there are stories, Shabbos, where it's relevant. A person, let's say, was Nebuch on a plane, the plane got delayed. A person was flying on an Erev Shabbos, the plane got delayed, and the plane is flying down in Banish Mashas, going into Shabbos. So what's the person's status when he lands? Is he restricted to some sort of tchum or not? So first, the Sitzel Yez wants to say that the person, if he traveled, if he's, let's first remind ourselves. Above Tet Vachim, we're saying, is a suffix. We never resolved whether above Tet Vachim is kind of Makar Shvisa or not. So therefore, we have to be we have to be at least chayshish that there is a concern of being kind of Makar Shvisa above Tet Vachim. He wants to make a distinction that depends if it's over water, that it'd be more lenient, over land would be more machmer, but okay, but even so, the Tzitzel wants to say that based on this Gemara that we're saying that when something's moving, it's not kind of Makar Shvisa, so the person in the plane is certainly moving, so therefore Lachari would not be kind of his Makar Shvisa while he's moving in the air. That won't be the issue. Issue would still be when he lands, he can get off the plane and go to the airport, but how far could he go in the airport itself? That could be a different question, but at least getting off the plane should be permissible because we're saying that till he lands, he's not going to say, even when he lands, the truth is, you can often, these runways, you can go more than 700, 800, 900 meters. You have to know if that's considered within the city, if that's considered within the tchum or not, but assuming that that's okay being within the tchum, the fact that he's flying in the air, being in the air itself is not an issue because he's moving. And Agamar says when one's moving, they're not kind of makmash visa, so that wouldn't restrict the tchum. That is one of the leniencies to at least get off the plane into the airport that the Tzitz Eliezer brings based on Agamar. Okay, now we start to get to we're going to focus on really an arsugya of being makeup by Erevin, the luchos like the makeup by Erevin, and then we'll get to in general the klali psak by different tanaim. Let's see. Amar Yaakov Ba'idi, Amar Bishuv Lady.
Did you answer the question about the Neilud on Shabbos?
Did we answer the question?
Did you answer the question? A Kol Shekein Shaydei Melach. So How did he ask the question? He just did away with the whole concept of
it. Yeah, exactly. We didn't circle back to that. You're absolutely right. We're saying that we're not going to go on that svara that since it's swallowed in the clouds, it didn't exist. Because then you have a problem.
So the whole thing is gone.
Therefore, the answer's gone, and we came out to a fully new answer of moving. Exactly. Of being in motion. Amar Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amar Shimon Levi. Halacha, the halacha is kedivrei. What's Rechel Benuri? We just said it yesterday. We started today. We over this idea. Rechel Benuri holds that a person who is sleeping, he still gets a tchum of 2,000 amos. He's not restricted to his dal amos because he wasn't awake and he wasn't kain mak mishvisa. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Even when he's sleeping, he still gets a tchum of 2,000 amos. That's the lenient view of Rabbi Chaminuri. That's halacha. Did you hear Rabbi Shimon Levi say that psak that you like pasuk Rabbi Chaminuri, or do you know from a klal? The Gemara will explain what klal in a moment. I heard explicitly a psak that we pasuk Rabbi Chaminuri, not just from a general klal. What would have been the klal? My klala. Rabbi Shimon Levi halacha divrei mekel ve'eriv. Here's the big klal. Halacha is like the one who's mekel ve'eriv. When it comes to eriv, we always go like the mekel. So that's the klal. So are you pasuk? You saying that Rabbi Shimon Levi said halacha like the mekel, and therefore you're extrapolating and saying Rabbi Chaminuri is the mekel in hasugya, and therefore he must pasuk Rabbi Chaminuri? Or no, you heard a separate psak. Halacha is like Rabbi Chaminuri. He said yes, I heard a separate psak. It was beferish. The Gemara now just asked, talk lumly. So if that's the case, there was a separate psak. Halacha is Rabbi Chaminuri be'eriv. Who needs to? Who needs a psak? Halacha is Rabbi Chaminuri over here by this, which is the kula by eriv, that you're able to have an eriv even if he was sleeping when Shabbos started. And a general psak halacha is like the makeup of eriv. L'chera, it's redundant having Rav Shimon Levi have two different psakim. Again, they're not steer with each other, but they're extra. They're redundant. Amar Zera, Tzricha, I need both psakim. Diash bin halacha Rabbi Chaminuri. If you just teach me halacha Rabbi Chaminuri, have me a meilikul bein chumra. If you tell halacha Rabbi Chaminuri that the eriv is chal for the first 2,000 amos when he's sleeping on Shabbos, he's kaddish visa. I would say that thing would apply not just the kula, it would apply the chumra as well. What I mean, meaning, we know there's halacha that if something has no tchum, then the person who carries its kainet, he now gets his tchum. So maybe halacha Rabbi Chaminuri, that something which is a person sleeping or an ownerless item gets a tchum automatically 2,000 amos. So that's a kula that's not restricted to 4 amos, great kula, but it's also a chumra in the sense that if someone picked up mikainet, it would have been able to have that person's tchum. Now cannot. It's restricted to specifically the tchum where it is 2,000 amos. So there's a kula and a chumra chumri. Therefore, we want to speak out that it's not just he's not pasuk chumri across the board. Even the chumra, rather kamash malan lachad divrei mekel be'eriv. The idea why pasuk chumri is because we pasuk the mekel and his psak is typically a kula. But in the case where his psak's a chumra, we wouldn't go like his psak. We would stick with the mekel. Therefore, you don't want to just say alach chumri. Therefore, we say alach is also alach is in general like the mekel. Okay, so then just say that then. Just that, Tais, by the way, points out, what's the Havamina, that you could just say, Halachas Rechem Benuri, and not Halachas Rechem Mekel Be'erev, that you'd only know this case. There's so many other dinim, and you need to know the general rule, Halachas Rechem Mekel by Erevin. As I fact, Tais, look at Tais's, Divya Maschal, Kamash Malacha, Kedivya Mekel Be'erev, Tais says, I'm sorry, Havamina. Tais Maschal Havamina, Tais says, Avadu, we could have said that as an answer. We could have said, that we need to know the Klal. Halachas like the Mekel Be'erev across the board, not just in this case. Tais says, Gishmak HaTeretz. We wanted to bring a reason why even in this case we had to speak it out. Meaning, the fact that he had to make a statement at some point, Lach Divya Mekel Be'erev, of course that statement was going to have to be made. But even in our sugi, even our immediate discussion, it's still relevant, Halach Divya Mekel Be'erev, to show that the limitation on when we pass Lach Divya Mekel Be'erev was only the Kula and not the Chumra. Therefore, even our discussion, we need it, but of course, we would have needed it in general anyway, so the Gemara didn't really need this first answer. Okay. Says Gemara, what about the other way? Just say like the makeup erev, and then we know halachas like menuri here. What is that line of halachas like menuri? Itzrich sagad chamina hani mili yachid makam yachid or rab makam rabim. Tafkum when it's an equal amount, an equal argument, yachid versus yachid, rabim versus rabim. That's where we say halachas like the makeup. Ab yachid makam rabim, a yachid like a mech menuri versus the rabim with the rabbanim. We had a mishnah mech menuri against the rabbanim. Maybe there you don't go the kula. Aim a light kamash mon. Even when it's yachid against rabim, we still go the kula. Even yachid against rabim. We still say halachas like the mekel, halachas like the mekel, the kedivri hamekel. Amay Rav La Baya Michti, Erev Darbanan. Rav says to Baya, what's the chiddush? Why is that a chiddush? This last nekuda that we go like the yachid over the rabim when the yachid is mekel by Erevin. Why is that a chiddush? Din of Eved Drabanan, because the Eved Drabanan, Mal Yachid Makam Yachid, Mal Yachid Makam Rabbim. The same way a Yachid beats Yachid, Lakula, a Yachid should mean Rabba Kula, because Drabanan, Rabba felt that this last element is not a Chiddush, it should be Pashat. The Mar is going to bring a few answers to, a few answers against Rabba that's not so Pashat, that when you have a Din Drabanan, you go Yachid V'Rabim, you still go with the Yachid L'Kula, that no, when you have Yachid Rabim, even by Darbanim, maybe you would go with Rabim. We're going to make two deflections of Rabbi's question. Before we get there, just some basic discussion in the refresh, we're not going to get into all the nuances, but just some basic klalim that come up in this in conversations that come up in this idea of Halacha K'divrei Meikel B'Erev. The Rishonim argue on the following four points. When we say Halacha K'divrei Meikel B'Erev, point number one, is it only by Darbanim, even by Darbanim, is L'maisa, Halacha K'divrei Meikel by Erev, is it only by Drabanan, which is by Erev, when it's relevant to Drabanan, but if it somehow would be relevant to Daraisa, you wouldn't say Halacha K'divrei Meikel, no. Even when it comes to Daraisa, if you have some sort of issue of Tchum Daraisa, that on a Daraisa level, still Halacha K'divrei Meikel, even on Daraisa, for Daraisa Dinim, that's the debate, it's Machlokes, Rishonim number one, Machlokes Rishonim number two. This cloud we've been talking about is by Tanayim. We've been talking about the cloud with regard to Tanayim. Does it apply even to Amaram? Is it Dafka cloud by Tanayim? Machlokes Rechonim and Drabanan. Or would this cloud apply to even a Machlokes Amaram about Erev? Number two. Number three, obviously, the same, it's very similar to number two, but number three is, what about going further, taking it out further? Do we view this cloud when it comes to Peskim? When it comes to Peskim, and let's say in Achrenim, when we talk about Psak and Shechon Aruch, Nesek Elim, do we say the same idea of two? Halach K'divrei Meikel B'Erev applies there too, or no? It applies on the level of Tanayim, and maybe even Amaram, until you get to Shechon Aruch. But once you get to Shechon Aruch and Achrenim, no longer do we just apply this same cloud of Halach K'divrei Meikel B'Erev, or no, or we still apply it even by Halach L'Maisa. That is question number three. And question number four is, what happens if it comes against another cloud? We're going to have an Amud Beis, a bunch of Kolim, Mitir Yehuda and Rabbeisi, Halach Rabbeisi, or Meir Yehuda, Halach Yehuda, Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Yehuda. We're going to have a bunch of Kolim on Beis who we pass like in different scenarios. What if one of those scenarios, one of those Kolim, come against the cloud of Halach Yehuda Meikel? What wins out? The cloud of Halach Yehuda Meikel Be'erev, or the cloud, the other cloud that we have elsewhere, that is a fourth Shaila in the Rishonim about this, the exact guidelines, the criteria, or the boundaries of Halach Yehuda Meikel Be'erev. Okay, just interesting discussion. L'maisa, very, very, very relevant. The place can discuss when it comes to, let's say, most Erevs we make are communal. A person makes a private Erev, you can talk and use these kulas. A person makes a private Erev, whether it's Tzeres, whether it's Chum. It seems like Halach K'divrei Meikel B'Erev would allow for a little more leniency when it comes to a private Erev. But when it comes to communal things, in general, more machmer to not utilize kulas when it comes to communal things, when it comes to communal Erev. And therefore, the Paiskim typically would not rely on the different makeup by Erev for community. They actually would go with the more chumra form of trying to make the Erev L'chol HaDeis and not the different HaMeikel. Okay, says the Mar Vayter. So we're trying to deflect. Rava says, I don't need you to tell me that even by a yachid you go over the rabbim by a lekula by a drabbanan. Wouldn't that be obvious? The Mar is going to be two deflections. No, it's not obvious. First, Rav Papa. Amir Papa, Rav Papa says to Rava. Amir Papa, Rava, but drabbanan lay shani blay ben yachid b'makom yachid the yachid mak rabbim. Do you not make a distinction even by drabbanans between a yachid against a yachid as opposed to yachid versus rabbim? For atan, we learned in the Mishnah needed of Zion. A woman has gone through three cycles, without having dam, dayashaita. She's able to say dayashaita. What's dayashaita? First Mishnah in Nida, we discussed that a woman sees dam. There's a discussion that she notices she has dam now. Does she have to be worried? So she's tummy tamas Nida. Does she have to be worried that she's been tummy for how long going back? It's relevant back then, it's relevant for Chubas Maisas, for Tumma Vatara. How far back does Yeshua have to assume that she may have been tummy? So the Mishnah means different possibilities, 24 hours. Mace lace, 24 hours, or Bekida, or the last time she did a Bedika. As far back as the last time she did a Bedika, and the Gemara wants to say actually that ultimately Mace lace is Mafkir from Kida, meaning the lesser of, the more recent of 24 hours, or the last Bedika is as far back as she has to go. But that's all a dim when a Isha is normal for her to see no regular cycles, normal for her to see Dam. She sees Dam now, and we're not sure when the Dam actually came out, and therefore we have to go back to either the lesser of 24 hours, or the last time she did a bedika, last time she did a check. But an ishu is not expected to see dam, a muslek is dam, she's called, she's not expected to see dam. Such as, a woman who's nursing, and she stopped seeing dam already, a woman she's actually probably stopped seeing dam a while ago, but since she gave birth, she's right to, hasn't been seeing dam because she's nursing, or a woman who's pregnant, and especially after 3 months, she's not seeing dam. Such a woman is not expected to see dam, and therefore, we don't say she has to go back 24 hours or to the most last time she did bedika. What we say is dayashaita. The moment she saw the dam, we say that's when it happened, not earlier. So to here you have ish that stopped seeing seen dam. Maybe she's a little old, she's older. She hasn't seen dam for three cycles, and now all of a sudden she sees dam. It says Rabbi Lazar, that's enough to say she's talking only for that moment. On you don't go back. That is the idea. That is the discussion over there on Dav Zayin in Nida. Vitanya, Maisa Vasar Rabbi Lazar, the Rasa Rabbi Rabbi Lazar, the story where Rabbi was saying Rabbi Lazar that said you don't have to go back to you don't go back to Meis Leis, and therefore stuff that she had touched in the past 24 hours was paskin to be tar. It did. She wasn't matame the stuff that she had touched in the past 24 hours. Lachashiniska, after Rabbi remembered that we don't paskin Rabbi Lazar. Their abundant seem to disagree over there, and they say that you wouldn't say Daishite in that case. You would go back Meis Leis. Amar, Rabbi said, Kedai Rabbi Lazar, let's make Lachashinishka. Rabbi said, okay, it's Kedai that you say Rabbi Lazar, Bishasachak. Now, the more analyzes. My Lachashinishka, what do you mean? After you recognize what? Elam Lachashinishka, the Lachar Blazer, Elkar Abadan. If you remember, the Lach is Mamish like the Rabbanan, not Kar Blazer, it's a clear cup sack, like the Abadan, not Kar Blazer. So what does it mean? Bishasachak, Yechavik Vase. Bishasachak, Yechavik Vase. It's not Lacha. The Lach is not like Kar Blazer. What do you mean? Bishasachak, Bishasachak. That can't be what it means. Ella, the Lay Itma Lacha Lay Kar Blazer, Kar Abadan. Lachar, what it means is, Halacha wasn't stated clearly, definitively, like Kar Blazer or like Kar Abadan. It wasn't clear what the Lach is like. And therefore, the presumption would be to go like the Rabbim says, Gemara, Lachashinishka, Lav, Yachar Pale Galay, El Rampa Galay. So after you recognize that, hey, it wasn't a Yachar versus Yachar, it's Yachar versus a Rabbim. So really, you should have been going like the Rabbim. This is the right Nalik Rava, right? We're talking about a Gzera, a Chshash going back 24 hours. We're talking about a Chshash, which is in Dindra Abanan. And we're still saying that you should have gone like the Rabbim. Yet, what do we say? Since it wasn't a clear kapsak, and I already took a blazer, it could be samech on a blazer when the psak wasn't clear. But it seems initially, very clearly, what should he have done? He should have gone like the rabbanon. So we see clearly, not like Rav is saying, when it's yachav rabbim, there is a logic to say you go based on the rabbim, even by the rabbanon, not based on you don't go like the mekel, you go like the rabbim who are machmir, even by the rabbanon, not like Rav's assumption. So we did need to come back to our sugya to say very clearly that in our case, when you have Rabbi Yechon ben Uri versus the rabbim, we still go the cool like the Mekel, like the Rech Manuri, even though he's against the Rabbim. That's Rav Papa's deflection of Rav's assumption. Now we have another similar deflection. Amar Bishash the Rava, Vamla of Nachman Ritzik the Rava, Ukhudarbana Leshani Ben Yachim Makam Yachin. Do you have a Kichlib between Yachim versus Yachin? Ben Yachim Makam Rabbim as opposed to Yachin against Rabbim, which is why we need to speak out. Allah is like a Rech Manuri in Asugya. We do make a Chilik. Vatanya, we have a Braisa, Shmuel Krav and Agus Shivus Shivushleshim. Shmuel Krav is talking about when Nebuchadnezzar person hears that a family member was Nifter. We know one of the seven close family members are Nifter, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. So one of those seven Kriyat Nifter person sits Shiva and then has a din of Shleishim and so on. So if a person hears about it, it wasn't there, he hears about it. So if it's Kriyat, meaning if it happened close by, if it's within a close period of time, meaning the Patira, the death just happened, then the Hegash Shiva Shleishim, he's Nehegash Shiva Shleishim. However, if it's a report came back late, it was after a while that the family had already died, he only sits Shiva for one day. What does it mean close and what does it mean far? Simple. If it's within 30 days, that's considered a report close enough, short to the time when it happened, and it's regular shiva and shleishim. If it's after 30 days, you only have shiva one day to Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva. That's yachid. The chamayim achas shemua kreva viachas shemua ruchayka negas shiva shleishim. Chum say no. It doesn't make difference when you hear whether it's or immediate report or delayed report. Either way, he sits shiva and shleishim. Okay, that's machlekes Rabbi Kiva Arbanan. Whether you make a distinction between shemua kreva and shemua ruchayka. Va'amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever you have a yachid be mekel rabbi machmir, we're calling Rabbi Kiva the mekler because he's only obligating shiv of one day when it's a shmur rechayka. Halacha divrei machmirim amirubim. Halacha is typically like the divrei machmirim. So right off the bat, this is a clear right like Rava. We're talking about dinim over here that we're saying that you have a machlekes yachid rabbim by the rabbanim. We're saying that what? That you go like the even though the yachid is mekel, we go like the rabbim. Halacha divrei machmirim rubim. Sha'afa pish Rabbi Kiva mekel v'cham machmirim. I'm sorry, I skipped two key words. Chutz mezu, except for this particular case, Shafi Shem Kiva Meikav Acham Achmir. It's like Rekiva versus the Chachamim. Halach de Rekiva, Chutz de Rekiva, Lekula. Over here we go like the Yachid Lekula, but normally we go like the Rabbim Lechumra. V'sav lakishmo damashmo, Halach de Rekiva Ba'avel. Meaning, the Klal Ba'avel is the Halach de Rekiva Meikav. The Klal Ba'avel is, we go, that's the Klal Ba'avelus, we go Kedivere Meikav. Even though we go Kedivere Meikav as a Klal Ba'avelus, still when it's a Yachid versus the Rabbim, we wouldn't go like the Yachid Lekula, we go like the Rabbim. A Ryanonic Rava, that just because you have a Klal, you go like the Mekel doesn't mean you go like the Mekel even when it's a Yachid versus a Rabbim. Okay, says the Gemara. Ba'avelus the kilo barabanan. This you see, it's chutz bezu. Chutz bezu says dafka ba'avelus. It was an exception. Ava ba'alma fil barabanan shani ben yachid b'makam yachid ben yachid makam rabim. But dafka by avelus, we have this exception where we say that what that you go the kulak or akiva even though he's a yachid. But elsewhere, when you'd have a yachid versus a rabim, even by an item, even by a snare where we have a psak halachas tivra mekel and it's a darabanan. And the yachid's being mekel, we still want to go like the yachid against the rabbim. We still go like the rabbim, and therefore, like in our case, we have to stress that we pass kachor chanuri, because otherwise we'd say you go like the rabbanon. Again, Rosh Hashanah being another raya, just like a fapa against Rava's assumption, against Rava's klal. Now, when it comes to a lamaisa, when it comes to a shmuel kreiva, let's say a person, this is really much less relevant today with communications, with computers, with phones, with internet, it's very uncommon to only find out about a family member's death at a much later time. It's more relevant when a person lost, going back to the war, and even people are still alive from the war, but they lost siblings. They even know siblings exist or where they were, or lost contact, and they find out later about a sibling, sometimes unfortunately after they die. So that's when it'd be more common. But in a case where we have Bismarzeh, a suffix shmur kreva. Let's say we have a suffix shmur kreva again. A shmur kreva within 30 days, everyone agrees, shiva and shleishim. A shmur rechaika, we have a machlaikas, Rabbanan says still shiva and shleishim. Rabbi Kiva says no. After 30 days, no shel shleishim, just one day, and we're passing on gemara like Rabbi Kiva lekula. What about a suffix shmur kreva? It's a suffix if it was within 30 days. You're not sure if it was within 30 days or not. Is there a din that the person has to say shiva and shleishim or not? That is the shaila. So the tazapas that you bring from chayinim, that even though it's suffix avil lekula, over here we do machber. Why? Because since it's a vadi, this guy has some avilus, it's a vadi that he has avilus. We're just not sure how much avilus it is. And it's a suffix that maybe needs shiva and shleishim, and it's a suffix which is ultimately also destined to be mevar, a suffix which will at some point you should be able to actually definitively clarify how when the person actually died. So you a suffix which ultimately mevar is more chamer than a suffix that won't have an eventual outcome. Number two, and lastly, there's a cheskes chayim that the person the relative that would died, there's a chazak that relative was alive as long as possible. And combining all those reasons together, the taz piskat tshuva bring that therefore a person who is a suffix that the shmua came within 30 days of the death would have to sit proper shiva and shleishim. That's the psak of that's the psak that Taz and Pesach Shuva bring from other achrayim. However, Taz himself argues and says you can still be mekel. He says no, the klal of suffik avails the kula would still apply, and he can be mekel and only sit shiva one day. And halach lemaisa in hilchas psak, when it comes to avelos, we apply the idea of lachid vermekel. We spoke of before whenever we say this kolam is dafka by tanayim, dafka by meram. How far do we take it? We take it in this case the meaning of veltus to take it even to the level of piskim, the level of psak in halach lemaisa and avelos. We take the lachid vermekel by avelos when it comes to the machlekes of piskim bezbanazet in avelos. We go like the mekel. Okay, says the more further. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, we're going back to the Shaila. Why do Shimon Levi have to say that Rav Papa just now was deflecting Rav's question on one of the Mar's answers? Rav Papa's going to give now a new answer. Why do we have to say Halacha Yerichem Nuri and Halacha Sifar Mekel? Rav Papa Amar,
sorry, it's before, just... The bottom of the page, so why do we rule that Halacha Yerichem Nuri according to Rabbana? I thought only by Avelis or Mekel.
You know, this is one of the exceptions. The chutzpazu, I hear you, Dick. Chutzpazu didn't mean this is the only exception.
That's why you have to let us know.
Exactly. On the contrary, the reason you have to let us know, like Kerich Hanuri, is because since you see it's unique, chutzpazu and chutzpazu, there's a couple of chutzpazus. It's like Agamar is also saying chutzpazu. You're absolutely right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay,
you're correct.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Papa. Yeah, there's a few exceptions, not just one. But the point is, we see it's an exception. Therefore, it has to be spoken out. Right, Papa. On top of a base, right, Papa Amar Itzrich. I need to say, Shimon Levi holds the lachos like a berach manuri, even though he already said lachos like the mekel. Sagadach min hanim be'erev chaserus, avu be'erev tchumim emalai. Maybe dafka be'erev chaserus, but be'erev tchumim. Maybe over there the rule doesn't apply. We've spoken out the Mar's gonna show us in a moment. Avu be'erev tchumim. Maybe it's more chamer, and therefore you don't say like the mekel. Tzricha, therefore, have to say that even be'erev tchumim lachos like a manuri lachel. Umenat tamer the shanle be'erev chaserus of tchumim. Where do we see make a chlub be'erev chaserus of tchumim? Etan, because we learned in a mishnah. This is a mishnah coming up in daf pei aleph. The mishnah says, "Amar Buda, the medvam amurim be'erev tchumim." Aval, this is talking about making an erev against someone's will. I shouldn't say. Let me say that better. Without someone's knowledge, not against their will. Chas v'shalom. You make an erev chaser someone without his knowledge. That works. When does that work? Be'medvam amurim be'erev tchumim avem chaserus ma'arvem bein ladas bein shaladas shazach lo mishal lefanav ve'chav lo lefanav. Erev tchumim you can't make without someone's das. Erev chaserus you can. What's the logic? Logic is simple. Because erev chaserus there's no downside. Making a chatzeris for me on my behalf, it allows me to carry the chatzer. I don't want to carry, I won't carry. But there's no downside. Erev Tchumim, give me an Erev, give me 2,000 amas more in direction A. I lost 2,000 amas in direction B. So you can't do something which is not necessarily a chsus for me. So Erev Tchumim you can't make without my knowledge. Erev chatzeris, you could make without my knowledge. Therefore, the point just is, we see Erev Tchumim has an element of, there's a chayv. There's a little bit of chayv in there. Since there's a little bit of chayv in there, so we see that perhaps, but also, maybe, and therefore requires consent. Therefore, the Gabi, the din of Alach Devar Mekel, maybe you won't say Alach Devar Mekel by Erev Chumim, the same way you say it as fast as you say by Erev Chazeres, Kamashman that we do. That's the proper answer. And the last answer before we get to Kali Psak, Rav Ashi Amar, Itzrich, I need it. Why Sakhla Chamina? Hani me Bashir Erev. Avot Chios Erev Emelai. Maybe I would say that we follow the Mekel by Shir Erev. There's different, there's Alach's discussion. Let's say you have an Erev that was set up, and some of it, you know, you need a Shir for an Erev, two Sudas. And some of it was eaten, so you only have a little bit left. So halacha is that then we say, yeah, that we make and we say that it's good enough, whatever the food that was set aside for a bunch of weeks, which is partially eaten, is still good. It remains good. It remains a good erev, even though you don't have the full erev anymore, since it came from an amount that was originally a good amount. We're making, we say it's a machlekes actually, whether it's good or not, but we say it's good. So it's a machlekes whether that, this that we're saying it's good, this could be, by the way, for erev chaseres or erev trumim, there's discussion whether or not we're makel over there. So maybe, like, that halacha we're makel, but in general, to start off an erev and be makel and say it's good, maybe over there we're not makel, kamash bon, that we're makel even in starting off an erev, that's why I have to speak out. Halacha to be makel is not just in continuing an Erev and letting it stay status quo, it's even making Erev lechatchila. Says Mamratamil, the starting line being Shir Erev, the Shir's Erev. Where do we see that you make a distinction between the beginning of an Erev and the remainder of an Erev? Tetzan, we learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah again coming up right near the other Mishnah on Daf Pei. Tetzan, we learned Amar Vesi, Bamedar Murim, Betchil's Erev, Abba Shir Erev, Afil Koshu. When do we see you need a Shir of food, the Afka by a Tchil's Erev, by an Erev that's remaining from an existing Erev from prior, even my new amount is considered sufficient. So Amar Lechatzeris, and they only said to make a new Erev Chatzeres when there's very little food there, in order that the kids shouldn't forget the din of Erev. They required a minimum quantity in order that they shouldn't forget the Chatzeres Erev, but not because you really need it. The fact that you already had a little bit left over from the original would have been sufficient. Okay, now we get to some kolam. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Zareka, Amru, Halacha, Rabbi Kiva, Chaveroi. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Zareka say, these are general kolam, not just by us. These are general kolam, Halacha, Psak, we can say this for Shas. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Zareka, Amru, Halacha, Rabbi Kiva, Chaveroi. When it comes to Rabbi Kiva against his Chaveroi, he's arguing one against one, halachas Rav Kiva against one against one, but that would be not against one against Rabbi, like we just said before, against the Rachamim, you wouldn't pass like him. V'chor beis mi'chavei Rav, halachas Rav Kiva even against chavei Rav, even when it's plural, even when it's more than one, Rav Kiva still wins out. V'chor beis mi'chavei Rai, and again, back to Rabbi, goes back down to one, halachas Rav Kiva against chavei Rav singular. L'mai halachas, meaning, could we actually, paskim with these klolim? Rav Asi Amar, yes. Halacha Rechon Amar, Rav Chiva Abba Amar Matan. Rav Asi says, halacha, yeah, we mamish could design halacha lamayis with these klolim. Rav Chiva Abba says, no, we can lean towards these psakim, but you can't really paskin. Rav Asi Rav Chanin Amar, nirin. Nirin means it appears, but it's not definitive. It could be used as a sniff. It could be used as a combination to get the psak, but it's not even certainly not halacha, and the chor is not even matin. Okay, kolasha zeh amar Yaakov bar Idi amar Beichran. Rameir Rabbi Yehuda lachir Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Rabbi Yehuda lachir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda lachir Rabbi Yehuda. So Rameir Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. Vein tzarich lamar Rameir Rabbi Yehuda lachir Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rameir loses out to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda loses out to Rabbi Yehuda, so Rameir certainly loses out to Rabbi Yehuda. Hashem makam Rabbi Yehuda less makam Rabbi Yehuda. If he doesn't beat out Rabbi Yehuda, certainly Rameir doesn't beat Rabbi Yehuda. He certainly wouldn't beat out Rabbi Yehuda, who himself beats Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chana brings a shaka raya from this sugya that from that line of the Gemara that when we say halachas like Rameir over Rabbi Yehuda over Rameir throughout Shas, is it the pshat that we went through every single case? And as the klal, Rabbi Yehuda was consistently correct. And if we pass like him, that's one malach, or no? Rabbi Yehuda's approach was an approach that was considered, whatever the difference in their general approach was, Rabbi Yehuda's approach was considered more accepted, and therefore it's a general rule. He passed like him over Meir. It wasn't a case-by-case basis. It's a general rule. So, says Rabbi Chanan, it must be that it's the latter. It's a general rule that not that case by case basis. Because if it's a case by case basis, just because every machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda, we rule like Rabbi Yehuda, and every machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda always need to be our mayor? We have to go through case by case. But if it's a general cloniestic thought process, an approach towards halacha in general, and we're saying Rabbi Yehuda's approach beats our mayor, Rabbi Yehuda's approach wins out over Rabbi Yehuda, so it makes sense that automatically Rabbi Yehuda's approach will win out over a mayor. Chayr, a very interesting diet from Rabbi Chanan in Lamdas and of the concept of why they're winning out. Let's see from the lines. Amar Bashi, Afani. Also, I say Lemed Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Rabbi Amar Bechanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alach Rabbi Yehuda, and Hashemar Rabbi Yehuda lasts. So if Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Yehuda, so it makes sense that Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda, B'makom Rabbi Yehuda B'bayi. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda is going to beat out Rabbi Shimon if he beats Rabbi Yehuda, who beats Rabbi Shimon. Ibayi Lu Rabbi Shimon. My was the Chumash Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon will stop over here. Take it. We leave it unresolved. Between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, we leave it who the Pesach is like. Because remember, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon both losing to Rabbi Yehuda and certainly losing to Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the Pesach between the two of them? We leave it unresolved. We'll pick up and start from here tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.